Eddie, a bit of a topsy-turvy game, really. Your reaction after that?
Well, we're disappointed with the draw. We felt we should have won. Very dominant first half. Excellent wide play. Dominated the ball. Very happy with the half until probably one of the last kicks. Obviously changes the complexion of the game second half. Second half was a little bit more even. Still feel we've had the best chances in the game. We should have won.
I have a feeling I know what the answer will be, but what was your feeling on that Boric mistake? Because it almost changed the whole complexion of the game, a half that you were heading into in control.
Well, there's not a lot you can say. Players don't mean to make mistakes. Arta's been excellent for us since he's come in. It's one of those things, an occupational hazard for a goalkeeper, so there's no blame to be thrown around. It did change the complexion of the game and the feeling at half-time, but I said to the players, we need to show the courage to put that behind us and focus on the next 45 minutes. I think there was a slight hangover from that at the beginning of the second half, but we certainly finished the game very strongly, and but for one or two moments of heroics from their goalkeeper, we would have won the game.
The penalty decision, it was late, it offered you a chance to win the game. What was your view, first of all, on the decision itself?
I didn't have one. I just saw a mass of bodies coming together, so got no idea whether it was a penalty or not. Obviously disappointed to see the goalkeeper save it. I thought it was a well-struck penalty. It was a very good save. You know, he does have a habit of being able to pull out those moments that can change games. Their goalkeeper, he's done it to us before, and unfortunately he's done it to us again.
Glenn Murray was seemingly central to everything today. He scored the goal in the first half, the penalty miss. He had a couple of other opportunities as well. He was there almost for every key moment.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he's that kind of player. If you're able to get balls in the box to him, he's a threat. I thought he took his goal really well. He was a constant nuisance to their back line in a different way to how Callum would be. But I don't think the team was harmed. I still felt we were effective and efficient, albeit in a slightly different way.
In terms of team selection today, you moved things around up front with Glenn coming in, and obviously a start for Joshua King as well. What were the reasons behind that?
Well, about partnerships, really, making sure we had a partnership that can work and can function. Losing Callum's pace is a blow to the team, because that was very evident. That was one of the key strengths that we played towards. Josh has that pace. He has the ability to also link play. So we went with the partnership rather than the individuals.
Are you pleased for this international break, or would you like some momentum in terms of games?
No, I think we're quite pleased with the break. I think it enables us to regroup and refocus the players. It's been a really incredible few weeks for the guys, a difficult few weeks. I think we've learnt a lot about ourselves and about how tough this league is going to be. We're now entering a period where the fixtures are very tough. But whenever things are down and against us, that's when we respond. So that's what we've got to do now.
One final, perhaps poignant question to you, a really fitting tribute in the game to Mick Cunningham as well today.
Yeah, it was, and I think immediately when we heard the applause, your mind immediately flashes back to moments of Mick and times when he's had a real impact on everybody's lives. I thought that was a nice moment in the game. As you said, a very fitting tribute and an emotional moment.